Bach's oratorio, the St. Matthew Passion, has been called the Everest of Western classical music. For some 3.5 hours, it tells the story of the last days of Jesus based on the Gospel of St. Matthew. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review of a new DVD that presents this monumental work in an original way.
Facing Bach's St. Matthew Passion, I often feel a combination of anticipation and dread. It's a very great work, profound in both its humanity and spirituality, with sublimely beautiful music. But it's a long haul, and if it's not a good performance, well, I'm stuck. A new DVD recorded in 2010 at Berlin's great concert hall, the Philharmonie, would be of major interest under any circumstances. Sir Simon Rattle was tackling this piece for the first time, and he was leading the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra and Berlin Radio Chorus and half a dozen admirable international singers. But what makes this even more engaging is that, unlike most performances of the St. Matthew Passion, this one is staged and by the brilliant and controversial American opera director Peter Sellars. He calls it a ritualization. It's without scenery or costumes, but the moment the music starts, something startling happens. The chorus is not standing as usual, grouped at the back of the stage, singing from their scores. The individual members are now filing in through the orchestra to the center of the stage. They look at each other, hold hands, even hug, and actually sing to each other. Sellars treats each singer in the chorus as an individual. And since the chorus represents the community, us, they are expressing our pain and grief, our hopes and doubts. Nothing abstract or distant here. One of Sellars' most powerful innovations is the way he characterizes the evangelist, the gospel writer who is the narrator of the Passion. Instead of simply telling the story, the extraordinary British tenor Mark Padmore acts out in his own body the torments of Jesus, while Jesus, German baritone Christian Gerhaher, stands apart on one of the stage balconies, an image of isolation. It's Padmore that the Czech alto Magdalena Kožena, as the Mary Magdalene figure, tries to comfort. Sellars even has the obbligato instrumentalists who accompany the arias play from memory, placing them right next to the solo singers as if they were having a conversation with them or reading their thoughts. Here the violinist Daniel Stabrava, one of the Berlin Philharmonic's three concertmasters, laments along with Kožena in one of Bach's most moving arias, Erbarme dich. Near the end of the St. Matthew Passion, the bass soloist, the great German lieder singer Thomas Quasthoff, who has just sadly announced his retirement, sings an aria that is almost the moral of the whole story. I will entomb Jesus in myself, so that in myself he may forever take his sweet rest. Passion ends with the chorus gathering around Jesus' tomb and singing an uncanny lullaby. In Berlin's magnificent concert hall, the audience surrounds the performers on all sides and becomes a kind of extension of them, just as the television cameras bring the viewer at home into the action. We're all right there, and we're all implicated. Even the conductor seems to be part of the action. Sir Simon's face and body language show him reflecting every word, every note of the score, and we can hear that too.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed Bach's The St. Matthew Passion, a DVD released on the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra's own label. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Roberta Shurrock, Anne Marie Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, John Myers, Heidi Simon, and Yowei Shaw. John Sheehan directed today's show. I'm Terry Gross.